All right, good morning, everyone. This is Brandon with the Iowa Healthcare Association, joined by the team from Amerigroup on our monthly managed care calls. Today is February 8th, 2023, and I want to thank them for joining us again this month. We'll quick go over our outstanding informational letters from the last call, and for a more detailed, I guess, outlook on those info letters, check out our first call with Iowa Total Care for a little bit more detail. But I just want to, for those listening to this call only, info letter 242414, which is the EVB stakeholder engagement sessions, would encourage you, if you are a home health care services provider, to be listening in on those stakeholder engagement session calls, which are occurring regularly. Within that info letter 2414, you are able to register to get the updates and when those calls are, and so you'd be added to the list. Just want to mention info letter 2415, which is the end of continuous coverage. Again, that session has already occurred, but the content is still available and out there on DHS's website. If you would just search PHE unwind or end of continuous coverage, Iowa Department of Human Services, there's information out there on that change in coverage that will be occurring over the next several months as DHS is evaluating those eligibility requirements of Medicaid individuals to ensure that they are actually eligible still and at the right, receiving the right level of services. And then lastly, info letter 2418, which is a rate maximum for private duty nursing and personal care services. This is again for our home health members. And so if you'd look at info letter 2418, you'd see what those rate maximums are now set at. With that, I will pause and see if anyone from Amerigroup has any updates that they would like to go into. And while that's happening, if any members on the call have questions that they would like to ask Amerigroup, you can feel free to put those in the chat. There were not any submitted ahead of time, and so if you could throw those in the chat, that would be great.
Hi, Brandon and everyone. This is Dawn Hobson. In regard to the informational letter, I think it was for regarding the private duty nursing and the personal care, I just wanted to let everyone know that we have got that configuration updated in our system for 1/1 of 2023. So you should, be at billing now. You should be seeing those author or those rates in there. So that should not cause any problems with that. And then I just want to remind providers, more importantly than ever right now, going into the unwind with the public health emergency and the reevaluation of eligibility for Medicaid members, that Brandon mentioned going over, the next few months as that, rolls out with the department. It's more important now than ever to make sure you're checking eligibility for your members, particularly at the first of the month, maybe before providing services, to make sure that they still are showing with eligibility, because oftentimes our members don't always, have that information or do not share that information. That will help immensely if there are any claims related problems with eligibility. So those are the two things I just wanted to kind of do reminders of. And then that's really all I had from the provider's services side.
I would even add to that, yeah, make sure that you're checking IMPA if you are a provider who can use IMPA to determine or see what eligibility looks like. I think there's some kind of notice in IMPA that tells you a couple months ahead of time if someone is going to be up for a review. And so I would make sure that you're checking out IMPA, especially at this time, to make sure that all your folks are still enrolled and maintaining eligibility. Okay. Any other comments from Amerigroup?
Hi, Brandon. This is Angela. I have a topic.
Yeah, great.
I wanted to bring up the authorizations that are entered into the Ability portal. once we make a decision on those home care authorizations and if the case is closed, you can't go in and enter any kind of notes or questions or another authorization into that closed case because we won't see it. So if you have a new authorization or you need some PRN visits or additional visits or something has changed, you'll have to enter a brand new authorization for that request. And then if you have just a question about something or need something corrected on that closed case, please just give us a call or fax in what you're needing, and then we can get that adjusted. Because if you enter it into the closed case, good chance we won't see that anymore because it doesn't show up as active on our dashboard.
Thank you for that, Angela. Is that happening at a pretty regular clip if there's adjustments being made to closed?
We sometimes we'll find them in our default queue, or sometimes a provider will call in and ask why, you know, what they had entered in that closed case hasn't been addressed. And it does happen on occasion. We just had a state inquiry recently about it. So that's why I wanted to make sure, you know, people are really aware not to really do anything with those closed cases.
And this is just me not having seen it, I guess, but I guess how quickly is it closed? Is it closed before the authorization period is up? Or I guess, can you just maybe talk about that a little bit?
So we will do the medical review on it, and then the nurse will approve it or deny, you know, if it has to go to medical director. But once that service line is closed, whether approved or denied, then the case is closed. So you can't go back into it after that.
Okay.
Yeah, it takes it off our dashboard, Brandon. So our dashboard is our active work.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just closes it out for work so they can pull up the next case. So the auth is still active, but it just closes it out of our work queue.
Okay. So it's just basically uneditable after a period of time.
Yeah, with our old system, we used to be able to build concurrent reviews onto the same authorization. You know, if it was like every 60 days and it was the same member for like up to 6 months or a year, I think it was. But our new system doesn't let us build concurrent review cases onto those already approved cases. Each authorization has to be its own, or each request has to be its own authorization.
Okay. So basically, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but if you have an authorization that you've requested that has been approved for some units, and you need to make any changes to that or add units or add PRN visits or anything like that, it's probably in your best interest to just request a new auth or an additional auth for those services then?
Yes. Now, if it's a correction, like if we made an error on our side to something, you know, we can go back into that case, but you would need to call and let us know. Don't enter a note through the portal is the big key.
Okay.
Because we won't see it.
Okay. That makes sense. Because you'd have nothing to trigger to you that there was anything wrong if it's in a closed / approved, I guess, auth.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. I guess makes sense. And so, you know, any home health providers on the call, as you are experiencing this and needing to make changes, I guess follow that updated information. Do you know, will there be any kind of provider update or anything like that from Amerigroup on that, in case there are folks who aren't on the call today, obviously?
No, that wouldn't be a provider update. That would go out officially.
Okay. I will pause here then and see, is there any questions from members? You can either throw them in the chat and we can read them from there, or we can, if you'd like to unmute and ask a question, that would be fine too. So I will pause now.
Brandon, this is Dawn.
Go ahead.
With Amerigroup. And Janet, I see your comment there, and I do want to comment on that. We have a global project that has been in the works for a while, and you are a part of that with your nursing facility room and board claims that were billed, of course, as Medicaid primary. Unfortunately, they were routed into a dual members AmeriVantage record in our system, and we are working. I just checked it this morning for that ticket, and I can share that with you in an email if you'd like, Janet, just so you have that to track. But I just checked on it this morning. It's you and a multiple of providers that this has occurred. And our process right now is we're working with the team to get those somewhat manually entered into the Medicaid record for the member rather than the AmeriVantage record. And then they will process and pay. So I hope to have a further update as that, process happens, and then the reprocessing initial processing correctly would happen on the correct record. So that has happened for a number. That issue has been resolved as far as it continuing to occur. Unfortunately, there were some providers that did get caught up in that before it was actually a fix. So yes, and I will email you, Janet.
It looks like, Dawn, there may be other individuals who maybe, like I see Krista made a comment here in the chat asking for the same kind of follow-up. Is that possible for her?
Yes.
As well?
Yeah, that's no problem.
Yeah. Any other questions from members? I see the question, so we shouldn't see this error for January claims. And Dawn, it sounded like you'd said that there had been a fix put in place.
Yeah, and I really, I'm crossing my fingers, of course, as I say this, but I do not anticipate that for your January billings, you should see this happen, because we did do a production edit so that they are routed, correctly. And they recognize that, this is a custodial room and board, claim under the Medicaid Act program rather than, a Medicare service and that. So no, you should not, but please, Janet, reach out to me if you do see that right away.
Thank you, Dawn. And I do know, we are working with all the MCOs. I think on our last call, we talked about the home health and personal care services push, I guess, or from the Department of Human Services, and making sure that people are able to access those services. And so in our conversations with the departments and all the health plans, we've been able to share some experiences of members, and I know that the plans are working to make improvements to all, outstanding issues. I know Medicare EOB being one of those issues that we've obviously discussed here in the past. And then also like same day denials for services, or it would deny us like a duplicate possibly. And so we are working with them through that process as well. So it's been a pretty collaborative meeting, and we've been able to really, I think, move towards improving access for those services in especially our rural areas, but really all over, making sure people are able to receive care in their most preferred setting. So any other questions? Okay. Well, seeing and hearing none, I can wrap us up early today. Thanks again to our partners at Amerigroup for joining us on our monthly call. We appreciate you guys continuing to jump on and listen and provide feedback and any clarifications or updates that you guys have that's occurred over the last month. So again, have a great week, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next month.
Thank you, Brandon, and everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.